It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Yellow Medicine East High School for Section Girls Basketball. Paul Ramo, along with Bart Hill tonight. Bart, are you excited about Section Basketball?
I tell you all the time, Paul, this is my favorite time of year when the playoffs start. You can't beat the atmosphere. We've got the pep band out playing, yeah, and the teams are warming up, knowing this is a do-or-die game. You just can't beat Section Basketball.
That's right. It's hard to believe the regular season is completed, and we're going to start Section play tonight. And well, we got the Eagles and the Sting, and it's kind of a play-in game, isn't it, Bart?
Yeah, so the 7 through 10 teams have to do a play-in game, and then the winners will advance to Saturday, which is Super Saturday, held in Montevideo. So the Eagles have to defeat YME to get to Super Saturday. It'll be a tall task, but, you know, that's why you play the game, Paul.
Yeah, these two teams met at La Caprile Valley High School back on January 5th, and the Sting won 63-36. But I think the Eagles have taken some steps to be better since that time.
Yeah, they've done a little better job of protecting the ball. I think in that game they had 37 turnovers, which is not a recipe for success. You know, I got an opportunity to talk with head coach Dylan Erickson down on the floor while his team was doing some practicing. And he said a key for them is they really got to spread out YME. They're not a very deep team. He doesn't anticipate they're going to put a lot of full court pressure on. But we got to spread them out, and hopefully we can hit some three-point shots, which the Eagles have been doing a better job of that as of late.
That's right. The other play-in game tonight is being held in Wabasso. Wabasso, the 8th seed in the tournament, taking on hosting the 9th seed, Renville County West. And so that's the two play-in games in the north. In the south of Section 3A, Tracy Milroy Ballaton, they're hosting Southwest Minnesota Christian tonight. And in Fulda, Heron Lake Okabena Fulda is hosting Red Rock Central. Those are the two games in the south half of the bracket. And, of course, the winners will move on, as Bart mentioned. They'll play on Super Saturday. I love when they changed over to that format. On this Saturday, you get four games in one play.
Well, if you're a basketball junkie, you can come up 12:30 or 11 o'clock whenever it starts, and you can watch four straight games. And they're usually always pretty close that first day. You see some upsets. It's just a lot of great basketball being played.
And we got a little bit of time here. We can talk about Saturday. We'll do this in the postgame shirt. But the number one seed out of the north is a very good Central Minnesota Christian team. And they await the winner of Wabasso RCW. That game will be played Saturday in Montevideo at 11 o'clock. And then the 12:30 game, this is a good one, Mineota and Camby. Mineota the 4th seed, Camby the 5th seed. You always get a good game when 4 and 5 play each other.
Absolutely. And most of the time, the 5 seed wins that game. That's the same with the 3 and 6 seed. You see that 6 seeded team a lot of times win that game. So I would say those are the two most intense pressure-packed games, because you really don't know who's going to win. It's kind of a flip of a coin.
Then the number 2 seed in the north is the McRae Wolverines, probably one of the best players in the state of Minnesota, with Brielle Jansen. They await the winner of this game here, Yellow Medicine East and La Caprile Valley. That game will be played at 2:30. And then the last game, a game you'll hear here on Q92, Dawson Boyd, the 6th seed, will play with Lakeview, the 3rd seed, at 4 o'clock at Montevideo High School. And once again, we'll have that game for you right here on Q92. Those are the four games there. Then there's four games played in Worthington. We'll talk about that in the post-game show tonight. So, Bart, your expectations, what do the Eagles need to do here? You're a longtime coach. What do the Eagles need to do here to beat the Sting tonight?
Well, basically, I think I lost you here.
All right. Okay, good. One of the headphones we're having troubles with. Well, I wrote down three keys to the game since I basically watched all but two of the Eagles play this year. And number one is, ball. They have to protect the ball. They average 28 turnovers per game. So you think about that. You've got 28 opportunities where you don't get a shot. And many times the other team can take that on a fast break and go and score. So they've got to clean that up. They've been getting to the free throw line a great deal this year. And that was always one of Coach Erickson's strengths. Their team could shoot free throws at a high percentage. It's not quite like that this year. So if they can put Wyoming in foul trouble and they can get to the free throw line and convert those free throws, they're going to have a better chance of success. And finally, they've got to spread the ball around and have some other people hit some threes. We know Ashton Shelstead, I think she had three or four in the last game. She can get hot, but they need some of the other guards to step up and hit a three as well. So if they can do those three things, it should be a good night for the Eagles, Paul.
All right. And Sting, let's talk about the Sting a little bit. It's amazing, really. I don't think I've ever seen this before, Mark. But they have three players that have scored over 1,000 points in their career.
Yeah, you told me that, and I did not believe it. I went down and I talked to Coach Erickson about that. He said, yeah, they have three girls that have all scored 1,000 points. That is amazing. So Bailey Sneller has done it, Bailey Mortensen, and Lena Almick. So three players on one team. You know, we got to see that when we had a couple players at Lacrosse Valley hit 1,000 on the same night. That was pretty exciting. But to have three on your team in one season, I agree. That's unheard of.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, let's take some time and go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Of course, your starting lineups brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. Mark, you want to do that?
Sure, I can do that. And so we appreciate the State Farm starting lineups, Tony Arata. And, you know, State Farm is a good neighbor. They're there for us, and we are there for everyone else tonight. And we got to thank all of our fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you this game from Granite Falls. So we'll start out with the visitors. That would be the Lacaparo Valley Eagles. We've got a 5'6" sophomore, number one, Aiden Bond. We've got a 5'5" ninth grader, number two, Brindley Brewston. Also starting is a 5'3" eighth grader, Ashton Shelstead. We've got a 5'7" junior, number 15, Brooklyn Olson. And then, of course, the senior, a 5'11 senior, number 22, Callie Kahn. They are coached by Dylan Erickson, assisted by John Sherb and Sadie Stelter. Before we get to YME, I just want to mention something about Callie Kahn. I had to go back and look at all of her stats. Well, she has 18 double-doubles this year.
18?
Out of the 24 games that she played, which is pretty amazing. So she averages just over 13 points a game and just over 14 rebounds a game, which is pretty impressive in
wow.
high school basketball.
Wow.
So
crazy.
All right, and now for the Wyoming Sting, we've got number three. She's a 5'7" senior, Bailey Sneller. We've got a 6-foot sophomore, number 10, Abby Bones. We've got a 6-foot another sophomore, number 12, Bailey Mortensen. We've got a 5'6" freshman, number 20, Charlotte Kozlowski. Hope I'm getting that right.
Yep.
And we got a 5'11" senior, number 21, Elena Olmick. And, of course, they're coached by Lucas Christopher, assisted by Aria Stokes. And for the Sting this year, there's 8-17 coming into this game. The Lacrosse Valley Eagles are 4-21.
And that is your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Once again, thanks to Tony Arata for sponsoring the starting lineups and all the sports we do and all season long. We appreciate that. I thought an interesting stat between Yellow Medicine East and Lacaparo Valley, points per game, the Sting averaged almost 60 points a game. The Eagles just 38. And then that's... You know, the Eagles need to find some offense tonight.
Yeah, I think then we'll just kind of concentrate on the defensive part because Wyoming gives up 63 points per game, and the Eagles only give up 60 per game. So defensively, they're a lot more even. But, yeah, if you have 3,000-point scorers on your team, you're probably going to be putting up a lot of points each and every
yep.
game.
During the course of the season, they split with Montevideo. Wyoming beat Montevideo by 31, and Lacrosse lost by 5. And they both beat Ortonville, and they both beat Wabasso on their schedule. So kind of a comparison of who they've played and stuff like that. And so the Eagles and the Sting have come back onto the floor here. We're getting a nice crowd here in Granite Falls tonight.
It is really filling up. It is. So that's exciting. And so there's not much action going on tonight, so it's nice to see the folks come out. You know, one thing we didn't talk about, maybe we should mention, and we, as all of you know, if you're Eagle fans now, Maya Swatsky went down with an injury. That was during the Dawson game. We were broadcasting that game, Dwayne Hassett and I, and she went down, and that was really too bad. And what that did was she's probably the most athletic person on the team.
Yep.
And she was one of the girls that was entrusted to handle the ball and bring it up the court. She could also rebound. She could also score from many different points. So it took the Eagles a long time to adjust without her on the court. And I think that's why we saw so many games with a lot of turnovers. But they are righting the ship a little bit better here as we come down to the end of the season.
Yeah, that was too bad. That was a big loss for the Eagles. And not only for basketball, but probably the best pitcher in the area in softball. So
yeah, it really.
You got to feel sorry for her.
You really do. And you know, I talked to her dad, Scott, and he said she's working her butt off, you know, and she's doing everything that she's supposed to and a little bit more. And she wants to get back and play basketball again, and of course softball again, and volleyball again. That's what she does. And so, you know, like I said, she's a very good athlete, and she's very determined. So we will see her again for the Eagles.
Okay, well, that's going to wrap up our Subway pregame show here in Granite Falls. And we'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem and do the introduction. And we'll come back here. It's Section 3A Girls Basketball Playoffs, Lacapar Valley and Yellow Medicine East coming up here on Q92.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including American Surplus in Montevideo, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Dawson Truck Parts, Dawson Tire Company, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Tofty Auto and Sales, Gruel Electric, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Front Tassel Seeds, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, House of Spirits in Appleton, Section Sports brought to you by Leary's Refrigeration and Heating, Minneota Building Center, Madison Healthcare Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Greater Community Credit Union, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, CCM Health in Montevideo, KB's Bar and Grill, Gislason's Hardware, Klein Insurance, NB Golf Cars, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Sather Building Supplies, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Section Sports brought to you by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Jim's Market, Heather Nursery, P. Minniota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Purus, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Section Sports brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, The Strand Agency, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Hoover Law Office in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, Oz Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Canby Farmers Grain, Edward Jones and Company, Chris Budzinski for House, Countryside Auto, Farmers Union Oil Company, Section Sports brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, First Security Bank of Canby, Appleton Area Health, Wow Auto Wash, The Dryer Doctors, Tenson Marine, City Hall Bar and Grill, Culligan, Volkslager Concrete, Warren Triggestead Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Doug Service and Marine, Miller Services Incorporated, Ryan Smith Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company, Section Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, State Bank of Taunton, B&B Electrical Contractors, Erickson Chevrolet and Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Larson Brothers Concrete, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Madison Bottling Company, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Canby Meat Center, and Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage on Q92.
Ag Processing is proud of the positive impact that they have on our area. AGP provides a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. Supplies soybean meal to hundreds of businesses and the poultry and livestock producers they serve. Supplies feed to over 2,000 private and cooperative dealers and their livestock producer customers in the United States and Canada. Being the third largest soy oil refiner, it easily could be that every person in the USA consumes some AGP soy oil each year. AGP Ag Processing Incorporated.
Welcome back to Yellow Medicine East High School, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports along with Bart Hill tonight. We're starting section play. Exciting time of the year. It all ends at SMSU and Marshall with a championship game, Bart.
It does. And, you know, for some of these players that are seniors, the losing team, that will be the last time they don the uniform. So it's, you know, it can be a little nerve-wracking out there, Paul, knowing it may be your last game.
All right, the Sting are in their gray, maroon uniforms. Eagles in their white with red trim. And the starters again for Lacapaw Valley, Bond, Brewston, Shelstead, Olson, and Kahn. For the Sting, we got Sneller, Bones, Mortensen, Almick, and Pozlowski. Is that how you say that?
That's, we'll go with that, Pozlowski.
Pozlowski, okay. Hey, Wayne Hennon is one of the referees tonight. And the referee that looks like Isaac Anderson from Madison Hardware.
That's right. He could be his doppelganger.
Yeah, it looks just like him, doesn't it?
It actually does, yeah. So I will concur on that. So,
all right, Bart and I are on one end of the court, broadcasting high above the basket here, and Coach Dylan Erickson is right below us here as his team gathered around. And I said this in the pregame show, hard to believe the regular season is done, and we're ready to play some section playoffs. Bailey Mortensen, who just scored her 1,000 point jumping center with Callie Kahn.
You got the Stinger coming right at us. Eagles are going away this half.
Here's the opening tip-off, and Pozlowski gets the basketball. And the Eagles starting out in the zone defense part.
Yeah, we talked about playing a 2-3 zone defense to see if they can neutralize their shooters a little bit.
Here's a three-point shot put up by number 21. That was Almick, no good. Rebounded by the Sting. Another three-pointer, and that's good there by Bailey Sneller.
Yeah, they just did a nice job. We collapsed too much on the inside, Paul, in that 2-3 defense. Left the outside open.
Bailey Sneller starts the scoring out for the Sting, and now the Eagles having trouble. The ball's loose, and Kahn will pick it up. Callie goes right to the basket, shoots it over the basket. No good. Rebounded by the Sting, and they're off and running. Blazowski going coast to coast. And we got a foul on Aiden Bond, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to call it the other way.
Who they call it on?
To me, right away, it would have been a charge. That's what I thought the call was.
I'm a little confused.
And he keeps putting out his hands like that. I'm not sure
what that call is. Anyway, the Eagles are going to get the ball. It was against the Yellow Medicine East.
Now they got a little 1-2-2 defense, 1-2-1 defense.
Oh, a traveling call there on Bond, turned the ball over. That's one thing you mentioned in the Subway pregame, that the Eagles got to take care of the ball.
They do, and that was just an unforced turnover. There was no one within 5 feet of her, and she just kind of drug her foot a little bit. And so they'll stay in that 2-3 zone underneath the basket here. And got to keep an eye on the ball, though.
Almick gets the inbound pass, partially blocked by Olsen, and I think Brooklyn's going to be called for a foul.
She will. That'll be her first.
Elena Almick will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot two.
You know, they're in that 2-3 defense underneath, Paul, but nobody was watching the ball, the person passing the ball in. So Almick just stepped right in the middle and easy pass.
Free throw's good by Almick, and it's 4-0 Sting. Haven't even played a minute yet in the first half here. A lot of the Lacapaw Valley fans making the trip over. Free throw by second. Free throw no good. Rebound and goes out of bounds. Last touch by number 12. That's Bailey Mortensen.
Yeah, she had a good battle with Kaylee underneath the basket on that rebound. Just went off her fingers. There's that.
Eagles inbound the ball. Full court pressure put on by the Sting. And Shelston will bring it across. Not yet.
No.
Now the Bond. Now they get it across to Olsen. Down to Kahn. And they lose the ball. Turnover. Now a traveling call on YME, and the Eagles get the ball back.
Yeah, sometimes they get it over half court. You know, there's such panic to get it over and break the press that they forget once they get it over half court, they can still go into their offense.
Aiden Bond will inbound the ball underneath the Eagle basket, gets it from referee Wayne Hennon. They throw it in the corner to Shelstead. She'll drive to the basket, kick it out to the top of the key, Oh, this is Shelton, yeah. Number four, I'm sorry.
Two is Brewston.
Yeah, Brewston. Good ball player, Brewston.
Enough,
oh, gets the ball, having some trouble, and now the ball is like a ping pong, and nobody wants it, and it goes out of bounds.
They're getting caught in that right corner down there. They got to get the ball out and reverse it, keep it in the middle.
Eagles turn the ball over again.
Bring in a sub. Ava Traeger is going to come in now for the Eagles. Check in. Well, Brewston on the other end on that loose ball looked like she took a knee to the nose, and she was kind of grabbing her face. So I think they want to just double-check to see if she's okay.
Here come the Eagles up the floor, or the Sting up the floor. They lead 4-0. Almick, number 21, down low to Mortensen. Kicks it in the corner. A three-point shot put up there by Sneller. No good. And the Eagle fighting with a Sting for the rebound. That was Brooklyn Olsen.
Yeah, she did a good job of boxing out the person she was guarding. Got the rebound, but then number 12, Bailey Mortensen, came and tied the ball up.
Boy, the numbers on the Sting's uniform are hard to see.
They really are.
Now the Eagles trying to break this full-court press, and they do. They get it down to Brooklyn. She dribbles in the corner, stops her dribble. She's in trouble.
Nice pass.
Nice pass to Callie Kahn, and Kahn scores the first Eagle basket.
Yeah, that was a nice steal on Callie Kahn. She got position. Good pass. Bouncer from Brooklyn Olsen.
4-2, Sting lead. The Eagles here. Ball game just underway here in Granite Falls. Here's a three-point shot. That was put up by Almick, and it goes out of bounds.
Nice defensive position again by Brooklyn Olsen. You know, you play that zone, you're going to get a lot of rebounds on the backside on those shots.
Eagles break that full court press again. Eva Traeger over to Shelstead. Number four, Shelstead, the bond. And then they throw the ball away.
Yeah, another unforced turnover. That's five already early in the game, Paul.
Plazowski tried to lob it underneath to Mortensen. It was too far. Went out of bounds. Turnover by the Sting.
Well, they have three turnovers as well. So a little bit jittery to start the game here for both teams.
Low scoring first half so far. 4-2, Sting. Mm-hmm. And they turn the ball over again, the Eagles do. And the Sting get the basketball. And they kick it in. Top of the key to Sneller. Down low to Mortensen. She shoots underneath the basket. No good. Nice rebound by Brooklyn.
Yeah, she's got three rebounds already tonight, Paul.
Yeah, Brooklyn's a good rebounder.
She is.
Let's see if the Eagles can tie it up or take the lead with a three-pointer. Shelstead. Brooklyn bounces it down to Kahn. What a play.
Well, that's one of the keys. If they can get first touches down low, makes it a lot easier to score.
What an assist by Brooklyn Olsen to Kahn. Kahn. It's 4-4. We're tied up. Boy, she just saw Callie right down low, didn't she?
Yep. That was a good... Well, that's why you have to keep your head up. Sting does a nice job moving the ball.
Sneller for three, and that's nothing but net. That's her second three-pointer here in the first half. Bailey Sneller, and she's got 6 points, and it's 7-4. Sting.
Yeah, I think they had four passes before she took that shot. Really moved the ball well on offense.
Eagles down by three. Here's Eva Traeger. Lost the ball, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, that's just a difficult pass to catch. You're in the corner. It's really up high. Just deflected off her hands.
Coach Dylan Erickson wants to call a timeout. I don't think he's too happy about the turnovers. He's going to talk about that.
No.
14:05 to play in the first half. 7-4, Sting lead. We'll be back with more section basketball right after this.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company understands the value of teamwork. That's why we support the success of the hardworking student athletes as they help build tomorrow. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back to Yellow Medicine East High School. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here. The Sting lead the Eagles 7-4 in an elimination game. Playoff basketball. Here's Plazowski for three, and that's off the rim. No good. Rebound by Mortensen. Passes it in the corner to Almick. Sting leading by three here in the first half. Lazowski goes to the basket, banks it in for two.
Yeah, using the ATM, 24-hour banking.
9-4, biggest lead here in the ball game is five. Now the Eagles need to score. They go down in the corner, trap, and a jump ball called.
It's just a difficult place. As soon as they get it down to the corner, Wyoming is automatically double-teaming, trying that trap, and it's worked very effective so far.
Hey, the Yellow Messinese pep band, they're really pounding on the drums there at commercial break. Look at the ESPN students over there.
No, we got the ESPN announcers here. That's good to see.
Well, the Sting have possession. They lead by 5-9-4. Sting with the ball. They go down low. Nice defense by the Eagles there. Now here's a three-point shot from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Callie. And they're going to give the ball to the Sting.
Yeah, Callie had nice positioning. It looked like Mortensen just kind of tipped it out of her hands, but they're going to give it to Wyoming.
Sting inbounded underneath, and they get it into Mortensen. Now back out to Plazowski at the top of the key. Oh, almost stolen there by Brewston. Now they're out at midcourt.
That's 10 seconds left on the shot clock.
Three-point shot put up. That's missed by everything.
I don't think that hit the rim.
No. There's another shot.
Ooh,
that's a three-pointer. And that was, who was that?
Bailey Sneller. Paul, there was only 2 seconds left on the shot clock when she hit that.
Yeah, that's her third three-pointer.
Yeah, there's another unforced turnover by the Eagles. You know, they did a nice job. They kept play alive because it did not hit the rim. You can see the Eagles are trying to pack it in to stop Mortensen, but what that is doing is allowing the three-point shooters to have open range.
12-4, thanks to Bailey Sneller's three three-pointers here in the first half.
You know, they're on a little 5-0 run right here. Eagles need to get a stop.
Sneller brings the ball up the floor herself. Has the ball, now goes to the left wing. Eagles switching on defense. They go inside
nice.
To Mortensen. Back out to Plazowski. Eagles playing good defense this time.
They are.
Here's a short jumper. No good. Rebounded by Kahn.
Three people in rebounding position.
Nice. Callie's off and running. Here's Aiden Bond. Goes to the basket. Kissed off the glass. No good. We're going the other way. Here's Wyoming's number 12. This is Bailey Mortensen. Lays up. She's fouled.
Good try by Shelstead Ashton. She just got a little bit of the hand. Got a lot of ball, but a little bit of the hand.
Number 12, 1,000 point. Bailey Mortensen scored her 1,000 points in her career last week. And the free throw's up, and she missed that one.
You know, Paul, if I would have had 1,000 points more in my career, I could have been a 1,000 point scorer.
That's right. Here's the second free throw by Mortensen, and it's good. That's her first points of the game. Kahn, down to number 12. She throws it up off the glass. That's no good. And the ball's loose. Casey Tweet is on the floor.
That's Reese Kuzman in for the Eagles, and Casey Tweet checked in as well.
13-4, Yellow Messinese leading Lacapau Valley.
Nice block.
By Kahn.
Ooh, wow.
And the ball went out of bounds. They're going to give it to the Sting.
I thought maybe they would call a mutual jump ball. Nice block by Callie. And they said as she still had her hand on the ball, she stepped out of bounds.
Abby Bones, another inbound pass, shot up, no good. And another nice box out by Callie Kahn.
Yeah,
boy, she's so good at rebounding.
Yeah. She's got to turn around, though, and on those inbound passes.
Eagles trying to find some offense. They've been held to 4 points. They go down low to Callie. She missed an easy shot. Rebounded there by the Stings, number 12, Bailey Mortensen.
Yeah.
Sting on offense now.
Nice tip.
Kahn tips it away. It goes right in the hands of Plazowski. Casey Tweet giving chase. And they're going to give the ball.
They didn't ask me. I would have given it to us, but no.
No, they're going to give it to the Sting. 13-4 with exactly 11 minutes to play in the first half. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here in Granite Falls tonight. Thanks for tuning in to Section 3A Girls Basketball. Tweet knocked the ball out of bounds. Oh, it was last touch by a Sting.
Okay. We got Chastity Schmidt checked in for the Sting. I think she's the only new one for the Sting.
Good effort there by Casey. She,
You know what? They played hard when they were out there. They weren't out there a long time, but they, you know, We got some deflections, got some loose balls. Nice job for the bench players.
Pressure put on defensively, and the Eagles break it. Now they go down low. Here's Brooklyn Olsen underneath the Eagle basket, and nowhere to go with it. And now over to Shelstead. Shelstead with a jump shot, no good, and she's fouled and asked him to go to the free throw line.
Yeah, that foul is on number 20, Kozlowski.
The winner will play Saturday against McCray. The loser of this game will pick up a softball glove or a golf club. Shelstead at the free throw line. Missed it. She'll get a second. 13-4 is your score. Big difference so far in the first half is Bailey Sneller's three 3-pointers. Second free throw by Shelstead, and that is off the rim. No good. Rebounded by the Sting. Here they come. This is Bailey Sneller. So we better get on her. Kozlowski for three. That hits the rim. No good. Rebounded by number 4,
Smith.
And they go down low. And Mortensen puts the shot up underneath the basket. And then it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, too many of the Eagles were on ball sides, and nobody was on the backside. And Almuth just picked up that rebound. And then by the time the defense got there, they were too late, and they fouled her.
13-4, Sting, Olmec's free throw is good.
Eagles haven't scored for about 4 minutes now, Paul.
10-point lead for Yellow Medicine and East right now. Second free throw by Olmec, and that is no good. Another rebound by Callie, and she's fouled there by Sting. And see the number, oh, that's Sneller with the foul.
Okay. No, they don't. Well, they do.
Eagles inbound it. They get they turned it over.
Yep.
Kicked off there by Mortensen. They go down low to number 4. Here's Kozlowski. 3-point shot put up, and guess who? My goodness.
Lena Olmec, yeah, there's another timeout by Coach Erickson. Looks like it's going to be a full timeout.
That was a 3-pointer by Olmec. 4 3-pointers by this thing here. It's 17-4. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break and be right back with more basketball right after this.
When you're smiling,
let Dr. Brandon Elstead and your friends at the Madison Dental Clinic make you feel good about your smile. There you'll find many of the newest technologies dentistry has to offer right here in Madison. At the Madison Dental Clinic, they see people from 2 to 102, and they'd love to see you. They'll help you find your best smile. Call 320-598-7433. That's 320-598-7433 for the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, Minnesota, where they remind you, only floss and brush the teeth you want to keep.
When you're smiling.
All right. Paul Rabel, Bart Hill back here. Bart?
Yes.
17-4, thanks to 4 3-pointers here in the first half.
Yeah, they're on a 10-0 run, and we've been having too many unforced turnovers. And it's just been a little bit difficult. They're putting on that three-quarter court press. They're doing a 2-1-1, and they automatically try to trap the ball handler. So, you know, if the Eagles can reverse it, go up sideline, you know, they'll have an opportunity to break it. But right now they're just not passing the ball real crisp.
Eagles will get the ball. They have to go the full length of the court. There's 10:03 to play in the first half. Brooklyn Olsen got the ball. She's on the baseline, kicks it out. Here's Aiden Bond with a long three-pointer that missed everything, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Sting ball.
Yeah, great pass. They got her wide open. She was set, had a good look at the basket, just left it short.
The 4 points for the Eagles, all by Callie Kahn. 17-4 is your score. We're under 10 minutes to play here in the first half. Kozlowski. Brooklyn's all over.
Look like a travel, but
picking it up. Kozlowski. Hope we're pronouncing her last name right.
Yes.
Out to number 12. Here's Bailey Mortensen. Blocked by Callie.
You know, if you watch them away from the ball, too, they are having a great battle down there. Mortensen and Callie Kahn.
Eagles with the possession and try to force it into Kahn. Loose. And now it's picked up. A shot put up there by Brewston. And she's fouled in Brindley. Brindley Brewston will go to the free throw line. Brindley is just a ninth grader.
Now, she tried to get it into Kahn. It was deflected, but she went right after and got up, put up a shot and got fouled.
Here's a free throw by Brindley, and it's good.
That was about a 5-minute scoring drought that the Eagles had.
You're so good with the stats part.
Well, as far as you know.
Yeah. Second free throw by the freshman, Brewston, on its way. And that one rolled off the rim, no good. 17-5 Sting lead here in the first half.
Now they're going to do a little...
Mortensen wanted to pull the trigger on a three and then held it down.
Switched to person-to-person, man-to-man defense now.
Polzowski goes to the basket. Up, no good. Rebound by Callie. And Kahn's off and running. Callie Kahn's going coast to coast and laid it up. Missed it. Nice rebound there by Brewston. Bond. She's fouled.
Yeah, that was a nice job because Callie got it, and she just took off. And I thought maybe she got bumped a little bit on the shot. But Brewston fouled it up and got it and kicked it back out. So a nice hustle by the Eagles there. And when you're down by 12, Paul, that's what you got to do.
Eagles inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Bond gets the ball from the referee.
Got to get rid of it. Got to get rid of it.
5 second count. Awful close there. In the con, in the paint. Callie shoots, and she's fouled.
Yep. And I think that's one thing that the Eagles have going for them. She can get to the rim, and she's got to continue to do that. And then, like we talked about in the pregame, Paul, we get a lot of free throw attempts, and we've had a lot already. We've got to start hitting them.
Free throws up by Kahn, and she missed that one. Five team fouls for the Sting, three for the Eagles. The Sting lead 17-5.
And all their fouls, yeah, were a two-shot foul.
Callie's second free throw, that missed, rebounded by the Sting. Lazowski brings the ball across midcourt. They throw it underneath, and it's knocked away there by Eva Traeger. Good defense by Traeger.
Yeah, she did that last possession as well.
Oh, now the ball's picked. Here's the Sting going in for the layup. And it's banked in. And that was number...
Oh, no, YME's going to take a timeout.
Oh, YME's taking a timeout. Who was that? Number four?
Yeah, darn it.
Yep, number four, yep. Schmidt.
Yep.
She made the basket. 19-5 is your score with 8:18 to play in the first half. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back with more basketball from Granite Falls right after this.
Are you tired of going over the piles and through the maze of boxes to get what you need? Mid-Minnesota Lumber in Appleton is ready to help you redesign your home for your new addition. Treat yourself to an Onyx shower system, new kitchen cabinetry, and bold architectural windows and doors. Call us at 320-289-2714 or stop in at 138 West Sorensen in Appleton. Be sure to check out our website for our gallery of projects at midmnlumber.com. Stop in and let us show you how we can bring your past home into a bright new future. That's Mid-Minnesota Lumber in Appleton.
All right, Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here. The Eagles have the ball, but they're down 19-5. And they have possession to go into Kahn. Kahn back out to Shelstead. Jump shot in the paint by Aston, and no good. Rebound by Almick.
Yeah, just a little dribble drive up to the free throw line. Just missed that shot.
They go down low to Mortensen. Here's a shot by Abby Bones.
That was a really nice pass by Mortensen. They double-teamed her, and she did a bounce pass across the lane.
Abby Bones' first points of the game, and it's 21-5. Kahn down low, shot up, no whistle. Rebounded by the Sting. Well, they're getting the ball in the Cali down low at times.
Yep.
Now Kahn, fronted Mortensen. Here's a shot put up by Almick, and it's good. Was that a three-pointer?
Nope, just two. She had about 6 inches inside the line.
That was Elena Almick. She's got 7 points.
Yeah. Another assist by Mortensen, though. They double-teamed her, and she got rid of it.
Here, wide open on the baseline. Eva Traeger. Traeger scores her first basket. Boy, the Eagles needed that badly, didn't they?
They did.
Plazowski goes in the paint, banks it in. Bank shot there by Plazowski, her fourth point.
Now they're clicking on offense, the Sting is.
Eagles need to, now the ball's tipped out of bounds, right into head coach Lucas Christopher.
Brooklyn Olsen's going to check back in for Shelstead.
Eagles inbound the ball in front of the Sting bench, in front of a nice crowd here at Yellow Mastin East High School tonight. Paul Ramo and Bart Hill.
34, Abby Gullickson checked in now for this thing as well.
Houston goes down low, and Kahn puts it up and in. Eagles score, Callie Kahn with her 6 point. 25-9. Thing go down low. It's a Bailey Mortensen, number 12. They kick it in the corner to Schmidt. Oh, nice pass from Schmidt. Block! Oh, is that by Kahn?
I believe so. I think that's their third block of the game now, Paul.
Here's Mortensen. The Eagles, Bond. Here's Brewston for three. The freshman hit the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded there by Almec.
Just came up a tad short.
25-9. They go down low to Mortensen and Cali Cotter.
Yeah. Mostly ball, a little bit hands, just enough for the foul. But, again, those two are really battling hard underneath.
Number 12, Bailey Mortensen, has a free throw here in the first half.
He's just a sophomore.
1,000 points scorer as a sophomore. Free throws missed.
That's pretty impressive.
All the coaching staff, everybody's... Dylan's pleading his case to the referee. Coach Christopherson and the assistant coach for the YME, they're both standing up, shouting his trying. It's pretty intense.
Yeah, well, it's a big game.
Free throw, second free throw by Mortensen is good. She has 2 points. 26-9 is your score. Sting leading the Eagles. Sting in their 2-3 zone.
Eagles just got to try to close the deficit a little bit here.
Shot by Aiden Bond in the paint. That's no good. Rebounded by Kahn. Here's a 3-point shot by Brewston. That's no good. It was short. And now Kahn takes the ball away. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball.
Ooh, dang it.
Kahn just took the
ball
away.
I thought that was maybe a quick jump ball.
But the Eagles are going to get the ball, I think, underneath their basket.
Yeah, they're a little more scrappy now, but they just got to start converting some points here.
5:39 to play, and then we'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. They go down low to Callie. Callie shoots and is fouled. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. Who is that? Mortensen?
Yeah, they had both Mortensen and number 34, Abby Gullickson. They kind of both had a hand on the ball. Didn't look like a lot of contact. That was a good call on the jump ball.
Lasowski gets a screen from Mortensen. Now Mortensen with the ball. Drives to the basket. Underhand and layup. No good. And she's fouled.
Yeah, we saw her posting up a lot. That time she's out at the top of the key. She took the ball and just drove right to the basket.
Number 12, Bailey Mortensen, back at the free throw line for Yellow Medicine East. They lead 26-9. Free throw's on its way. Missed it.
That's the Eagles student body section trying to make some noise on these free throws. she missed that one. Let's hope they do it again.
Second free throw, nothing but net.
And Ashton Shelsted in the game again for Brindley Brewston.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here in Granite Falls tonight. Section 3A girls basketball, if you're just tuning in. Winner will play Saturday in Montevideo.
Eagles have their work cut out for them now, down 27-9.
Eagles passing the ball. Here's a three-pointer by Shelsted. That one's no good. Rebounded by the Sting. I think that was Almec.
Yeah, she just ripped it out of Brooklyn Olsen's hands.
Almec with the basketball.
And look at that battle down there, Paul.
Down low to Mortensen. She uses her left hand and foul Callie Kahn. And Mortensen's living at the free throw line right now.
He is.
Good ball player, Bailey Mortensen.
Yeah. That was pretty good defense. I think she just caught her a little bit on the wrist. But...
free throw's up and no good.
It's kind of... you know, that catch 22, because they started out in that zone, and then Wyoming is hitting the threes, and they go man to man, and now they're posting up Mortensen.
Casey Tweet comes in for the Eagles. Second free throw by Mortensen is missed. So the Eagles quickly up the floor with Aiden Bond. 27-9, Sting lead the Eagles. Nice pass into Casey Tweet. Tweet in the paint, kicks it back out. Bond's going to go to the basket. Over to Shelsted, Tweet on the baseline. Ashton, she should have pulled the trigger.
Should've.
Here's a three-pointer by Bond. That missed everything. Rebounded by Brooklyn. And there goes Shelsted to the basket. She throws up a shot. That's no good. Sting with the rebound, a 4:18 to play. in the first half that is. Oh, what was that, Blazowski?
It was kind of a running line drive floater from about 15 feet out, but she made it.
Blazowski, that was a line drive shot.
Yeah, she's got 6 points in the game.
Wow. 29-9. Here's a three-pointer by Ashton Shelstead. That rolls off the rim. Rebound by Kahn. Her shot won't go. And another rebound there by Mortensen.
Yeah, we're getting some looks down low. We're just not converting right now.
Blazowski.
Same
thing. Puts it up and in. My goodness.
She gets up in the air and just kind of does like a little line drive floater shot. And
just kind of throwing it up there.
Yeah, it clanked off the rim two or three times and then went in. It all counts. 8 points wrong for her.
Casey Tweet from the baseline. Her shot's no good. Now the Sting with a 31-9 lead with 3:20 to go in the first half.
The Eagles can cut this down a little bit at least, but with 3 minutes to go, there's not much time in the first half. Nice drive.
Schmitz goes to the basket. Was hit in the face, but ball's no good. Fighting for the rebound. Kelly Kahn and Mortensen. We got a battle going on between Mortensen and Kahn.
They are definitely battling. So two girls that want that ball down low.
Substitutes come in. It's like Sneller's back in for YME. Eagles bring the ball up the floor. Here's Shelstead across the midcourt. 31-9 is your score. Under 3 minutes to go. Down to Callie. Callie shoots and scores.
Yeah, she took it about 10 feet out and did the drop step and went right to the basket. Nice play by Callie Kahn.
8 points. Thing passing the ball around the perimeter. Now they go down low. Nice defense by Brooklyn Olsen.
Yep, she deflected it away right to Casey Tweet.
Eagles down 31-11. They have the ball.
You look at the Sting person for person. They just have a height advantage on everyone, don't they, Paul?
Yep.
It's extremely tough, but the Eagles are being scrappy. They're getting some deflections, getting some open looks at the three. They need to start hitting a couple here.
2:24 to go, and then we'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. They go down inside the con, out to Brooklyn. Casey Tweet on the baseline.
Nice,
oh, nice pass to Brooklyn. Olsen scores.
Yeah. Casey had about a 12-foot shot. She gave it up. Brooklyn Olsen cut to the basket. Nice little give and go.
Nice assist by Casey Tweet. 2 minutes to play in the first half. 31-13. Sting lead, and they got the ball. Mortensen at the free throw line. The ball's loose out at midcourt. Shelstead collides with Blazowski. And the ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, you like that. They're just leaving nothing left to be guessed about. The ball's on the court. They both dove for it. Got to love the hard play.
Sting Blazowski with the ball. Goes down. Oh, I think she traveled. She did.
And right after that, right after that, she got knocked over. Well, we've seen her two of the last three possessions, she's made that shot, but she just didn't get a chance to get it off before she drug her foot.
Well, the Eagles got a minute 46 to go here in the first half, 31-13. Casey Tweet with the basketball. Now there's Shelstead beyond the three-point arc. Throws it all the way across. Here's a three-point shot put up. That's no good by Brooklyn Olsen. Rebounded by Kahn. She missed it.
Yeah, I thought she was fouled there on that one. But
Mortensen with the rebound. Blazowski throws it up left hand. Mortensen with the rebound. That won't go. And Shelstead gets the basketball. Eagles with the ball.
Minute to go now in the first half.
Bond, the tweet. Casey, baseline shot. Good.
Yeah. I've seen her make that shot a lot this year.
Casey Tweet with her first basket of the game. 31-15. Well, let's see if we can get it under. Oh, shot up by number 21. That was Olmec.
Yeah, good defense by Casey Tweet.
Casey's playing well off the bench, isn't
she? She's usually just very steady when she comes into the game. Oh,
Brooklyn tried to pass it down to Connor. It was picked off by Blazowski. Here's Sneller, Bailey Sneller. Down to Mortensen. Here's a little jump shot from the baseline. That's good by number 10.
Abby Bones.
She's got 4 points. 25 seconds to play here in the first half. 33-15, Sting.
Well, I have a chance for the last shot. They're still down by a lot.
Oh, they try to bounce it. Now it goes by to Brooklyn. Brooklyn goes to the basket off the glass. No good. Rebounded by the Sting. 10 seconds to go. Blazowski brings the ball up the floor. She's on the baseline.
Oh, nice
drives
move.
The baseline, puts it up and in.
Wow, that was a nice move. Little ball fake, got the defender up in the air, went past her.
And that's the buzzer. 35-15 is your halftime score. The Sting lead the Eagles here in Section 3A girls basketball playoffs. We'll take a couple-minute break, and Bart and I'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report right after this.
Canby Meat Center right on Canby's Main Street has some great specials for you again this week. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Ball Tip Steak, $8.99 a pound. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Arm Steak at $7.99 a pound. Pick up some USDA Choice Boneless Beef Arm Roast, $7.49 a pound. Pork Shoulder Butt Roast, $2.49 a pound. Pork Shoulder Butt Steak at $2.79 a pound. Stop in and check out the seafood selection at Canby Meat Center. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 8 to noon. Call them at 507-223-5292. Like them on Facebook.
Hometown Kitchen and Bath in Mineota takes pride in working closely with you to create beautiful, innovative, and functional kitchens and baths that reflect your lifestyle while providing the best value for your investment. From conception to completion, Nadine listens carefully to your wants and needs to ensure that every aspect of the job is done correctly, down to the final detail. Check out Hometown Kitchen and Bath on Facebook or call 507-872-5969. Hometown Kitchen and Bath, located in downtown Mineota. American Surplus, East Highway 7, Montevideo, is a producer of the world-famous Ice Castle Fish Houses. Did you know you can pick up Ice Castle Fish House accessories at American Surplus? That's right. They also have storage buildings, dog kennels, playhouses, and framed artwork and flooring. Go to AmericanSurplusOnline.com to check out everything American Surplus has to offer. That's AmericanSurplusOnline.com. Froggatt Auction and Real Estate are your local auction experts that specialize in farm equipment and real estate auctions. Whether you're looking to expand your farm or liquidate an entire line of equipment, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate can help. They're a family-owned and operated business that prides themselves on their personalized approach and will work with you to create a tailored plan to get the best results for you by using the most advanced marketing techniques in the industry. Being full-time professional auctioneers and licensed real estate agents in Minnesota and South Dakota, you know you can trust the experts at Froggatt Auction and Real Estate. Visit them online at froggattauctions.com. Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, building our reputation one auction at a time.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in, and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry, and I have a black and white room that's ready, and my main room is full of color. And I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when are you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
All right. Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Show. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill at Yellow Mess and East High School for Section 3A Girls Basketball. First half, it's the Sting 35, Lacapral Valley 15. Bart, your thoughts on the first half?
Well, I think the Eagles started out the right way. They're in a 2-3 zone defense to try to prevent the bigs for Wyoming to dominate down low. And then, of course, Bailey Sneller, and they hit some other threes from the outside. And so they took them out of that zone, went man-to-man, and they instantly started going to Mortensen down low. And Mortensen started getting some good passes out or to cutters going to the basket. And the Eagles really didn't have an answer for any of that. And on the offensive end, too many turnovers. I think unofficially I have the Eagles for 12 turnovers in the first half.
But then they had some wide open looks at threes, and they just haven't connected yet. And that was one of the keys to the game. If they could have more than one person hit some three-pointers, you know, keep in this game, and they haven't done that yet. So it's going to be a tall task, Paul, down 20 points in the second half to a very good Wyoming team.
All right, let's go through your story in the first half. First for Yellow Medicine East, Bailey Sneller. Boy, she started hot in the first 5 minutes of the game. She had 3 three-pointers, and then she cooled off after that. She had 6 points. Abby Bones with 4 points. Mortensen doesn't have a field goal in the first half. She has 3 points, all from the free throw line. Elena Almick with 7 points. She had a three-pointer. And Chastity Schmitz with 2 points. Your leading scorer, kind of a surprise, I think, Charlotte Plazowski, 10 points.
We mentioned that. They've got 3 1,000-point scorers. If you are not listening to the pregame, that is right. They have 3 girls on their team that have scored 1,000 or more points. And Pozlowski was not one of them. And she's leading the team in scoring right now.
Yeah. She, and some of her shots, we're not making fun of her, but she comes out, she just throws it up like a baseball.
Yeah, she leaves her feet early, and it's more like a line drive, and it rattles off the rim, and it goes in. So, you know, the name of the game is put the ball through the hoop. It doesn't matter how pretty it looks. It
doesn't matter how you get that done. So that's your scoring for the Sting. We got 5 players in the scoring column for the Eagles. Brinley Brewson with a free throw. Eva Traeger off the bench with a field goal. Casey Tweet off the bench with a field goal. Brooklyn Olsen with 2 points. And your leading scorer is Callie Kahn with 8.
And Callie Kahn's done a nice job battling Mortensen down low. That's part of the reason why she hasn't scored a lot of points. But unofficially, I have Callie for 7 rebounds and Brooklyn Olsen for 4 rebounds, and she's got a couple blocks and a couple assists. So we're getting some nice production out of our post players. We just need to get some other girls to step up and hit some big shots.
I don't know if you're keeping track of turnovers, but turnovers played a big part in what the score is. 35-15, Eagles need to take better care of the basketball.
Yeah, early on, the Sting had 3 or 4 turnovers, and we had like 7. And then since then, the Sting have really protected the ball pretty well, and we ended up with 12 in the first half. So we've got to do a better job of that taking care. And, you know, there's probably 4 or 5 of those, Paul, that were not forced. We just made a bad decision with the ball. And that's all part of it. You know, they got a lot of girls that are first time on the varsity. They're gaining that experience. Wyoming is a taller team. They look like they're pretty athletic, and that poses problems as well.
Yep. Okay, the other game in the play-in game in Section 3A North. Right now, it's in the second half. Renville County West leading Wabasso 28-24. The winner of that game will take on the number one seed in Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays at 11 o'clock in Montevideo. In the south half in the play-in game, at halftime, Southwest Minnesota Christian leading Tracy Milroy Ballantyne 25-20. And the other game, I don't have an update, with Hare Lake, Okabena, Fulton, and Red Rock Central. Boys basketball, big game in Montevideo tonight. Dawson Boyd and Montevideo, both teams coming off a loss on Tuesday. Right now, right before halftime, Montevideo leading Dawson Boyd 38-27 with a minute left in the first half. 38-27. Montevideo. We'll keep our eye on that score.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a couple minutes left here, and we'll take that wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Tune in for Fashionista Friday tomorrow with Monica Boston, 9:15 here on Q92. Fashionista Friday. Always love doing Fashionista Friday with Monica, right?
It's always an entertaining show, Paul. I will tell you that.
And with that, we'll send it back to you at the studio for a couple minutes.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Dawson Truck Parts, easy to find along Highway 212 in Dawson.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac Apparel and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac Apparel and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
Ludvigson Tile is proud to be a part of the local ag economy. Every year, we install over 100 water management systems made from quality Prinsco pipe for farmers all across our region. By managing water on fields, we help them maximize yields, decrease soil erosion, and grow healthier, more resilient crops. Ludvigson Tile is accepting projects for the spring and fall tiling seasons. Visit LudvigsonTiling.com or give us a call today at 320-226-7022.
Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever.
Welcome back to Granite Falls, everyone, at Yellow Messines High School. Section 3A girls basketball. Second half just underway here. The Sting lead 35-15 on the Eagles. Winner moves on, plays Saturday. Loser's done for the season. Eagles get the ball. They lob it in to Brooklyn Olsen. Eagles coming right at us, and Brooklyn puts up a shot and scores.
Just did a little three-step dribble to her left. Did a nice little jump shot from the elbow, and nice shot by Brooklyn Olsen.
Sting going away from us now. They go into Bailey Mortensen. And Pozalski can't handle it in the corner. A turnover by the Sting. Well, see, the Eagles can turn the turnovers into points.
Well, we've got a long ways to go. Down by 18, but, you know, you just chip away one possession at a time. They're still in that 2-on-1 full-court press or three-quarter court press for the Sting.
Ashton Shelstead with the basketball. Passes it over to Bond. Here's Brooklyn. Brooklyn dribbles down on the baseline. Now she goes to the basket,
nice.
Drops it to Kahn.
Oh.
And Kahn's shot is blocked from behind by Abby Bone.
That was really good. Dribble drive to the baseline, a bounce pass to Kahn, and it looked like she was going to have an easy five-foot shot. And then out of nowhere, Bones comes and knocks it out of her hand and actually went off her.
Sting with the basketball. Just underway here in the second half. Sting lead 35-17 on the Eagles. They go inside to Mortensen. Pozalski, the freshman, puts up a long shot. No good. Ricochets all the way out to the side court. Mortensen with the ball tries baseline. She must have been pushed out of bounds.
Yeah, and there's only 6 seconds left on the shot clock. So she was really going
nowhere.
She was
fouled.
She was fouled, yeah.
Is that on Bond or Brewston?
Well, it should be on Brewston.
Okay.
Down there. Yeah, that's unfortunate because she was going nowhere and the shot clock was running down.
They lob it in. Here's Pozalski. Puts up a shot blocked by Brooklyn Olsen.
She got hammered there.
Brooklyn Olsen with a nice block.
Yeah, I think she's got unofficially three blocks. I have her and Kelly for three blocks apiece.
Pozalski inbounds it to Olmec. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Kahn. Here come the Eagles. Bond down to Brooklyn underneath the basket. Back to Bond in the paint. Passes it to Brooklyn. Here out to Brewston. Here's Olsen, the baseline shot. No good. Kahn with the rebound. Tally goes up. No whistle. Goes out of bounds. Pozalski.
Yeah. I didn't even hear the whistle as it was bouncing up the wall.
Coach Dylan Erickson wants a foul there.
Yeah.
Didn't get the whistle.
She had one hand on the ball and one hand on her shoulder.
It's right below us here. We had a good look at that, didn't we?
It was great, yeah. So they should have just asked us, Paul.
Yep. Okay, Eagles inbound way out to the top of the key to Shelstead. Brewston. Left wing, back to Brewston. Shelstead. Brewston. Inside the Bond. Bond in the paint. Turnaround shot. No good. Rebounded there by Mortensen. And she loses the ball, but Pozalski picks it up.
Looks like Bond had an open shot. Olmec got a little bit of piece of it.
Bailey Sneller brings the ball up the floor quickly. Here's a three-pointer by Mortensen. That's no good. And the ball goes out of bounds, remains with the Sting.
Yeah, Bones had nice defensive positioning or offensive positioning down there, and she got the rebound, but it got knocked out of her hands.
35-17, Sting lead the Eagles. As we just got the second half underway. And a Sting driving to the baseline is fouled.
That was a nice play.
And
Sneller.
Sneller, Bailey Sneller.
Yeah, she did a little ball fake, went baseline, went up, got a good shot, but they came from behind and hit her a little too hard.
Sneller had 3 3-pointers in the first half. She had 6 points in the first half. She missed a free throw. Schmitz comes back. He comes into the game for number 10, Abby Bones. Second free throw here by Bailey Sneller. And,
ooh, left way too early.
And that was good.
She would have got a redo anyways. Brewston was in the lane way too early.
Eagles bring the ball across midcourt. Here's Brewston. In the con. Con working her way to the basket, muffles her way in and scores. Callie Con with a basket. 10 points for Con. 36-19.
Good post move by Callie there.
The Eagles can just chip away, get it to 10, under 10 or something. Get a little excitement going. Here's a shot put up. No good. Con with the rebound.
Just tore right out of Martinson's hand.
Strong rebound by Callie. And we're going to have a collision here, but Pulisalski picks up the loose ball.
Yeah, a long pass by Bond. That was really a tough one to catch for Brewston.
Oh, wide open underneath, a shot up and in. And Mortensen. I think that was Bailey Mortensen.
Yep. Yeah, you can't leave her by herself.
That's Mortensen's first field goal of the game.
Yeah, they've done a nice job, Kelly has on her. There should have been a foul.
Con down low to Brooklyn Olsen, and the last touch by Brooklyn.
Yeah, he is. Coach Erickson has a right to be upset on that one because they grabbed her arm from behind, and she couldn't get a good pass on it and just kind of deflected off of Brooklyn Olsen. But I would agree with him there. I don't always agree with the coaches because anytime there's a whistle blow and one of the coaches is happy and one's
upset.
No,
we could do it. We got a long enough headset just hanging down there and put it on Coach Erickson. We'll
leave one live down there and get all whatever's going on.
Anyway, the Sting bring the ball across midcourt. They lead 38-19. Here's a quick jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Brooklyn Olsen. Ashton Shelstead. This is a young Eagle team.
It is.
Ball goes out of bounds.
He's upset again. They just gave him a warning, told him that's enough, but... They're trying to drive in there, and the girls are getting their hand on the ball and a little bit on their hand.
Shelstead for three from the corner. No good. Rebounded. They're fighting for the ball. We got a fumble on the court.
A jump ball.
Get a little physical out there
right now. I don't know what the possession is to the Eagles.
Well, it's 38-19.
There hasn't been an offensive showcase tonight, has it?
No, it hasn't.
But...
Bond lobs it in to Olsen at the top of the key. Brooklyn back into Eva Traeger. Traeger puts up a quick shot. That was in and out. Olsen grabs the rebound, puts it up. She's fouled. Boy, that shot by Eva Traeger.
Yeah.
That was halfway in the cylinder.
We've had a couple of those tonight, and they're just nothing seems to be going their way. But, you know, you got to like the work of Brooklyn Olsen. She fought for the rebound, put it up. Got the return rebound, put it up again, got fouled.
Free throw by Brooklyn's good. She's got 5 points.
18-point lead, 38-20 now. Still a lot of time left to chip away, but...
Second free throw by Brooklyn, and that's good.
She really has good form there. Brewston checking in for Shelstead. And I believe the Sting still has their... No, we've got Schmitz back in the game for them.
Well, here's Pulisalski bringing the ball up the floor.
Eagles have played 8 girls tonight, and I believe the Sting have only played 7.
They go into Mortensen. She finds somebody down on the baseline, and she's double-teamed. And then she lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover Sting.
Well, now we got Lucas Christopher is upset because the girl got knocked down and the ball rolled off her. And no call. I hope the referees can't hear us up here, Paul.
Eagles bring the ball. They got to break that full-court press, and they do.
Get a basket here. Things are looking up.
Brooklyn, got the ball caught on her hip. Here's Bond with a shot. Rebounded underneath by Traeger. Missed the shot. Eva gets her second rebound, and she's fouled.
Just like Brooklyn Olsen did earlier. She got the rebound, put up a shot, got her own rebound, put it up again, got fouled. Sometimes you just have to outwork the other team and keep at it.
Nice effort there by Eva Traeger.
It's just a 17-point game over 13 minutes to go. Anything is possible.
Traeger's free throw is missed. 38-21 Sting. The winner will play McRae, the number 2 seed, on Saturday in Montevideo. Second free throw by Traeger is nothing but net.
Right, cut her down to 16, 38-22. That's still 13 minutes to go. A lot of time.
Like you get it in single digits, under 10, anything can happen with a three-point shot.
Yeah, then you bring your crowd into it.
So the Eagles need a stop here. Sting passing the ball around the perimeter. They go down low to Mortensen.
Yeah, just reaching in on that. And they had a nice double team, but Brooklyn Olsen kept on reaching in, and Mortensen turned her body. And of course, then she got picked up for foul. Didn't have to there because Mortensen was going nowhere in the double team. You'd like them to just stay there, keep their hands up, and make her make a decision.
12:58 to play in the ball game. 38-22 Sting lead. Sting inbound the ball underneath the basket. Bond knocks it away. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Aiden, I think.
Yeah, they are. Paul Zalowski. They both went for the ball, and Pozlowski got there just half a step first, and Bond tried to knock it away and got most of the body and knocked her down.
Sting inbound underneath to Mortensen. She scores.
That was a nice little back screen. Mortensen came around and was wide open underneath.
7 points for Mortensen. The Eagles, here's Conn. It's 3-on-1. Bounce it to Traeger. Nice. Scores!
That was a nice pass by Callie. They went on defense to her, and Traeger was underneath on the backside. A little bounce pass for a score.
40-24. The Sting leading the Eagles in this Section 3A playoff game. Mortensen in the paint. Triple team. Throws it out. Here's a three-pointer. That's good. And
she's out there laughing, Olmec. That was a banked three-point shot.
Olmec with the three-pointer, okay.
Yeah. I think she...
Now the Eagles throw the ball away. Brewston was trying to hit Brooklyn Olsen.
We'll just have to call her ATM because, like an ATM, the bank is always open. that was a big shot from them. We could have stopped them, maybe scored.
43-24, Sting lead. Pozlowski brings the ball up the floor. Splits the defender, throws it off the glass, no good. And here's Ashton Shelstead running the floor here for Lacaparle Valley. Shelstead in the bond, in the baseline, shot up, no good. Rebounded Traeger. Here's Brewston for three.
Yeah, there is. I think, is that our first three of the game?
It is. It's our first three-pointer by Brindley Brewston. And somebody called a timeout.
Yes, I believe it was Jeff. You know, that Traeger's done a nice job of rebounding since she's come back in.
11:45 to play in the ball game. 43-27 Sting. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
For electrical, farm, residential, commercial, and trenching with free estimates, call Gruel Electric in Dawson at 320-769-4476. Ottertail Power customers check with them about dual fuel heating that can save you money. Locally owned since 1984 and now offering snow removal in the Dawson area, that's Gruel Electric, serving our entire Q92 listen area. Give them a call today at 320-769-4476.
Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota, wishes to thank their truck drivers for the world-class job that they do, and also to their retired drivers who have helped build this company into what it is today. Cliff Beastman Incorporated recognizes the men and women delivering the goods and services that keeps our economy moving. It is one of the most important and demanding jobs. We appreciate you and thank you. This message comes to you from Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota.
All right, 43-27, Yellow Medicine East leading with 11:25 to play in the game. Here's the Eagles with the ball. Shelston at the top of the key. Here's Bond in the con. Bond in the con, I like that.
I like it.
Top of the key. Three there by Brewston, no good. Rebounded there by Plazowski. Or that was Abby Bones with the rebound, I'm sorry. Here's Sneller going to the basket. I think she traveled. No, she lost the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, that was another one. Could have called a blocking foul on Brewston. She kind of displaced her, got her off balance. The ball rolled out of bounds. So break for the Eagles. They have to take advantage of it here.
Eagles to Shelstead across midcourt. Double team Shelstead. Brewston. Conn in the paint. Down low.
Nice tally.
She's fouled by Abby Bones.
That was a nice little reverse up and over, up and under move by Callie. And got whacked on the wrist there, so she'll shoot two free throws. And
Conn has 10 points in the game. Conn's free throw's on its way, off the back iron, no good.
He's left probably 5 or 6 points from the free throw line, Paul.
Yep.
You don't have to be perfect, but you should be making about 80% of them.
10:52 to go. 43-27 Sting. Conn's second free throw is rattled in. 11 points for Callie. Substitute. We've got Kuzman.
Reese Kuzman back in for Traeger. Traeger, nice job, Ava Traeger. Got some great minutes.
Oh, the Eagles put a little pressure on there. They turn the ball over. The Eagles get the ball.
Well, in desperation mode, you got to do something.
And Kuzman went right through her hands out of bounds.
Yep.
Well, the Eagles are putting some pressure on now, I think, aren't they, Bart?
They are. Well, they probably could be just man-to-man full-court pressure.
Sting get it in.
He's just trying to trap whoever has the ball. Nice shot.
Oh.
Poke check.
Aiden Bond knocked the ball out of Sneller's hand.
Yeah. And that just eats away at the shot clock a little bit. But yeah, I like that strategy. See if you can create some havoc, maybe get some rolling.
Oh,
there. Turnover.
Sting throw the ball away off the inbound pass.
Yep.
And Coach Christopher's upset about something.
He thought it was tipped, but there was no way it was tipped. So it was just a line drive, right? The only one that could have tipped it would have been his own player. She was the only one near it.
He's really begging all three referees.
He was. Didn't anyone see it? I'm going like, Paul, it was right in front of me, right down the line. I had the best angle.
And the Eagles inbound the ball. They force a turnover on the Sting. 43-28, 10:28 to go. Oh, and then here's a steal. Abby Bones going in for an easy layup.
Yeah, she's got long arms. She just got a little deflection there and ended up getting the layup.
10:15 to play in the ball game. The Sting lead, 45-28. Eagles down low. Brooklyn Olsen. Oh, what a play by Brooklyn Olsen.
That was a really nice play by Brooklyn Olsen.
Well, there's pressure. The Eagles are doing a nice job. Plazowski, or this is Abby Bones, excuse me. Well, that was Plazowski, I think. No, that's Bones, I think. 45-30, the score. We're under 10 minutes to go in the ball game.
Well, 15-point lead. You got to get a defensive stop here and go down and get a basket of some sort.
Sting inbound the ball at midcourt. Here goes number 10, Abby Bones to the basket, and we got a foul on the Eagles.
Yeah. Action Shelstead looked like a pulling guard there, blocking for the running back, and she just had two hands on her and pushed her right out of bounds.
Abby Bones will go to the free throw line. She's got 6 points in the ball game.
Well, this is where YME can really put the game out of reach if they can convert these free throws.
15-point lead.
I would say that's one weakness for both teams tonight, Paul, is they haven't shot the free throws very well.
Second free throw by number 10, Abby Bones. On its way, bounces back and in.
Miami's going to take a timeout, 30-second timeout is all.
All right, we'll take a commercial break with 9:53 to play. It's the Sting 46, the Eagles 30. You're listening to Lockesaw Valley Basketball right here on Q92.
I haven't seen a lot of exciting plays.
Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota, wishes to thank their truck drivers for the world-class job that they do, and also to their retired drivers who have helped build this company into what it is today. Cliff Beastman Incorporated recognizes the men and women delivering the goods and services that keeps our economy moving. It is one of the most important and demanding jobs. We appreciate you and thank you. This message comes to you from Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota.
Yep. All right, full court press put on by the Sting after timeout, and it worked. Ball stolen by Bailey Mortensen. Down low, shot up, no good. We got a foul on an Eagle.
Aiden Bond.
46-30, a 16-point lead for the Sting. There's 9:43 to go, still a lot of time. Mark?
Yeah, there. You know, and the key to breaking that press, Paul, is you got to reverse the ball, and then you can go up sideline or cut the middle. And we get a little too jumpy right away. That free throw was good.
Bailey Sneller with the free throw.
We get a little too excited, and we want to either dribble or pass it too quick. And you have 10 seconds to get it over half court.
Second free throw by Sneller is on its way, and that's good. She's got 9 points. Bones has 7, Mortensen with 7, and Pozalski with 10. Here's the Eagles down low. Eva Traeger back in the game. Shelstead. Here's Vaughn. Drives the baseline. Kicks it in the corner. Here's Shelstead for 3. Nothing but net by Ashton.
Well, we needed one of those. That's just our second 3 of the day. We're going to need about 4 or 5 more of those, Paul, for to get back into this.
48-33. That was Ashton's first points of the game. Shelstead's first point, a 3-pointer. Boy, the Eagles really stepping it up defensively here.
Yep.
Man-to-man or woman-to-woman now?
Yeah. I'm just really impressed with Ava Traeger when she's coming to game.
Oh, they go down low, and they use the left hand, and I think that was Mortensen.
That was. And I don't know if she's left-handed. If she's not, she's got a really good left hand.
9 points for Bailey Mortensen.
She's stepping up here in the second half.
Eagles with the ball. Shelstead bounces it into Kahn. Callie goes to the basket and scores.
Nice job, Callie.
13 for Kahn. 50-35. Here's Mortensen all alone. Goes right to the basket. Missed it. And picked up by Kahn. Hey, the Eagles could score here.
All right, still over 8 minutes to go. Get a quick basket here. Anything's possible.
Vaughn in deep in the corner to Traeger. Top of the key to Brewston. Shelstead,
oh,
the jump shot.
Oh,
no good.
That tip there by Poslowski.
Rebounded by Bailey Sneller. Sneller's a good softball pitcher, too.
Okay.
Here's Plazowski. Oh, nice bounce pass down. Oh, and then Mortensen missed the shot.
Yeah, I think their coach wanted to foul on that Shelstead. But
here come the Eagles with Aiden Bond.
Get out of the corner.
50-35 is the score. Shelstead at the top of the key. Ashton goes up. One-handed shot. Missed it. Tipped out.
Nice shot.
And Shelstead gets it. Here's Bond for 3.
Yes. And now Dillon's going to call time. Yes. Down to 12 points.
50-38. The Eagles aren't going to go away. We'll take a break. 7:37. Nice three-pointer there by Bond. We'll be back right after this.
Independent Oil Company of Canby, owned and operated by the Henges family since 1935. They offer all your gas, diesel, and propane needs. Check out their tire prices at Independent Oil Company. They are your local Amstar dealer. Independent Oil Company of Canby. Call them today at 507-223-5942 or check out their Facebook page. They have lunch specials daily and a whole lot more. That's Independent Oil Company, located at the intersection of Highway 75 and 68 in Canby, Minnesota.
Caddix Chiropractic Center, located in Canby, is committed to your health. They offer family chiropractic health care, individualized care for all ages, children through senior, manual and light force technique. Give them a call for an appointment at 507-223-7366. Caddix Chiropractic, located 131st Street West, Suite 108 in Canby.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill, back here at Yellow Medicine East High School. The Eagles are trying to make it interesting, Bart. They're down 50-38.
Yeah, we talked about getting some threes from different players, and I think we've got one from Bond, one from Brewston, one from Shelstead.
Cool, full court press put on by the Eagles here. Plazowski breaks it, kicks it out.
Offensive. No, what?
Ball on the Eagles.
Yeah, it'll just be, it's not a shooting foul. She's definitely passing, but I thought maybe they're going to call a charge on that.
Well, they're going to go to the free throw line.
They're in a 1-1 now. Pozlowski will go the free throw line.
50-38.
I just thought it was a good defense you got in front of us.
Free throw by Pozlowski, and that's her first points in the second half. She led the Sting in the first half with a 10. And she'll get a second free throw here. Number 20, free throw's up, and that rattles in. No good. Rebounded by Kahn. Wazowski's just a ninth grader. Ooh, now the Sting knocks the ball out of the Eagles' hands. It goes out of bounds.
Yeah, that was close.
Aiden Bono will inbound the ball right below us here. 51-38. Shelstead. Top of the key. Ashton.
They're sitting in that 2-3 zone.
Ashton goes, going to go to the basket, puts up a shot at the free throw line,
nice.
No good.
So Traeger.
Traeger with the rebound. Shelston with the ball again. She's going right to the hole. Yes. Scores.
All right. Now down to 11 points. Got that pressure on.
Thanks to Traeger with a good hustle there.
Yeah, that's going to go out of bounds. Another turnover.
Sting, turn the ball. Throw the ball away. It'll be Eagle ball.
Press, you don't have to get a steal in you know the front court. You wait till they get it up. You can get steals there just as easy.
Hey, an Eagle basket here could get it under 10, Bart.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
And they got a lot of time left.
They do, about 7 minutes to go.
So big possession here. Khan's going to the basket.
Fouled. Gosh, that almost was an and-one situation. The ball just rolled off the front of the rim, Paul.
Olmec, I believe, with the foul. So here's the situation with 6:45 to play. Everything's on the line. Your season's on the line. The Sting lead 51-40. And Khan makes the free throw.
And I say this is where Cali, as a senior, needs to step up, finish this game really strong.
It's a 10-point lead, 51-41. Khan trying to make it under 10. Free throw's up and good. Nice. The Eagles got it under 10, folks.
9 points. They still got that full court press on. Man-to-man.
Snell-Hepper.
They almost got a steal.
Khan jumps ball. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Khan. Hey, you know what? Give credit to the Eagles. They cut it under 10.
Yeah, they were down by 20 in the first half.
Yeah.
And now it's down to 9, and I feel like I'm a homer, Paul. I thought that was a jump ball, in my opinion.
Plazowski's at the free throw line. The ninth grader's free throw's nothing but net. What a game she's having.
She's as cool as the other side of the pillow.
52-42, 10-point lead for the Sting. Plazowski's second free throw, and it's an 11-point lead.
Wow. That is some good shooting.
Every possession now for La Caprile Valley is important on offense here. They're down by 11. They go into Bond.
No, that was kicked.
Ball goes out of bounds. Eagles keep the ball right in front of their own bench. Hayden's going to inbound the ball. In the Shelston. Shelston for three. Snell off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Bailey Sneller. Sneller's off and running. She's going coast to coast. Lays it up. Yeah. She's fouled.
That was a good call. There's a lot of contact down there by Burston. And
well, all of a sudden, we got a bit of a game.
We do. We talked about it about 5 minutes ago. If YME was going to kind of take care of this game, they had to make free throws. Well, they didn't. We started making threes, but now they're back at the line again.
Sneller's free throw is good.
I think they've made their last four now.
10 points for Sneller.
Yeah, they got a good balance scoring tonight, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Wolfowski with 13. Morton with 9. Second free throw is good by Sneller. That's 11. So it's 55-42 with 6 minutes, 10 seconds to play. Bond looking to pass it to Brewston. Brewston. Down to Traeger. Back to Brewston. Brewston for three from the top of the key. She hits it. Brewston's second three-pointer here in the second half. Big basket. It's back to 10, and a turnover by the Sting. A traveler.
Any kind of score here, we're in single digits against Brooklyn Olsen coming in for Traeger. Getting Traeger did an excellent job. Some nice rebounds and assists, some deflections.
Can the Eagles pull off an upset? They got 5:53 to work with, down by 10, and they have the basketball. Here we go.
They could hit a three here by somebody.
Olsen, oh, no, the ball. No. Oh, the ball's loose.
Jump it up.
No whistle yet, and they're going to jump ball. Dr. Brawl, fans upset about something.
Well, she was kind of crawling with the ball. It was a travel.
They're going to give it to the Sting?
They are. Well, they get the jump ball.
So the Sting will bring the ball up
the floor. Now the Eagles should get the next one if they switch the...
They go down low to Schmitz. Here's Plazowski. Mortensen at the top of the key. Now dribbles to the paint. Tops it out to Plazowski.
There she's going to go.
There she goes. Oh. Kicks it out. And it's picked off by Brooklyn Olsen. A steal by Brooklyn.
Take it in yourself.
Brooklyn's going to... She keeps the ball and turns it over.
I think if she would have went to shoot right away, she would have been fine. But
Mortensen at the free throw line. Stops her dribble. Now Bailey goes to the basket.
Oh, no.
And she's fouled. She'll go to the line. Bailey Mortensen. Boy, good opportunity there for the Eagles with Brooklyn Olsen with the steal.
Yeah, she had a nice deal. She could have came out thinking about
it. One.
Yeah, did a stop and a little jump shot, but she tried to turn around and dribble back into the lane, and she got it knocked away.
Mortensen's free throw is missed. Still a 10-point lead for the Sting.
Oh, and they've got to get a rebound on a miss here. Got a little mismatch down low. Bond's trying to box out Bones. Got quite a height advantage.
Here's the free throw, and that's good by Mortensen.
We can trade for a 3-for-1, Paul. If we can make a three, and they get one free throw.
Back to an 11-point lead. Exactly 5 minutes right now. 5 minutes to play in the ball game. Who's going to play in Montevideo Saturday? Bond in the Olsen. Kicks it out. Here's Shelstead. Ashton. Brooklyn blocked by Sneller, and Sneller's upset. She's going to be whistled for a foul, I think.
Oh, you got to love it. Now it's the YME crowd. They're upset. You know, it's one of those when you come from behind and swat the ball to an official, it just looks like a foul. It may not always be a foul, but it looks like one.
Brooklyn Olsen's free throw is missed. She'll get a second free throw. Coach John Sherbs, seeing how many timeouts you got left. Second free throw by Brooklyn on its way. Nothing but net.
On 10 again.
56-46. Blazowski gets the ball, being guarded tightly there by Bond. Oh, she carried the ball, no whistle.
Yeah.
Mortensen with the basketball. Sneller now in the corner to Schmitz, I believe. Sting, shot clock under 20. Here's Blazowski for three. Ooh. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Mortensen.
That would have been big. That would have been a dagger.
Shot clock to 12. They go underneath, and a foul on the Eagle, and someone's going to the free throw line.
Yeah, Sneller will go to the line, I believe. Yep, I think it was on Bond.
Yep.
It says her fourth foul.
Bailey Sneller leading by 10. She's at the line. 4:17 to play in the ball game, and Sneller's free throw's good.
Nothing but net.
She's got 12 points. Polosowski's got 13. Mortensen, 10.
Well, 4 minutes ago, still a lot of time. We just have to convert here.
That's second free throw, good by Sneller.
Now, they have shot a lot of free throws. Their coach is going to take a full timeout, Paul.
And so we'll take a full timeout, too. Hey, it's 58-46. Sting leading the Eagles with 4:17 to play. You're listening to Lock and Pearl Valley girls basketball right here on Q92.
Soybean farmers feed more than just humans. Rest assured, the meat you eat is fed quality soybean meal, which is high in protein and energy. 48% of soybean meal is fed to poultry, 26% to swine, and 12% to beef cattle. Animal feed is just one use that demonstrates the versatility of soybeans, and checkoff dollars help find even more ways to put soybeans to use. This message is brought to you by the Lockapaw County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn a channel. When you plant elite channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local channel seeds dealer.
Here we go. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here at Yellow Medicine East High School. 12-point lead for the Sting, 58-46, 4:10 to go. Eagles with the basketball. They have to score, Bart.
They do need a score. They can't have an empty possession.
Back some threes. Here's a three by Shelstead. Good! Ashton Shelstead hits a three.
Boy, they could have. She got fouled on that shot too, Paul. It was right below me.
Now let's see if the Eagles can get a stop. 58-46. Big three-pointer by Shelstead. They switch up defenses here. Down the Mortensen shot.
Oh,
up.
No.
No good. Puzzle's
around.
Blocked by Brooklyn Olsen.
Wow, and they're going to get a foul called. Nice job. It looked like Pozlowski had the ball, and Brooklyn came over and knocked it out of her hands, tried to grab it, and then she got fouled.
We're going to come down here and shoot some
free throws. Both teams are in the one-on-one now. Miami's in a double bonus. They'll be shooting two the rest of the way out. Now they're going to check something.
58-46, Sting lead, 3:34. The clock has stopped, and number 15, Brooklyn Olsen's going to the free throw line.
What are we waiting for? They're checking something. I don't know.
Shot clock, maybe? Or the game clock.
I have no idea what's happening.
They're putting some more time on the clock, I think.
What?
Well, now they're going to call the teams over at the sideline. I'm not sure what happened.
I don't know what's going on.
They're having an issue with the scorebook. Checking the scorebook, lady.
Maybe she doesn't have the point. Okay, they're just going to check the score and make sure it's accurate. Something's not adding.
Well, now they just switched it to 49. It was, 58.
49. Yeah, you know, that's what I had, too, because I'm going, okay, it was just, we had 46, and I'm going, like, did I miss a basket someplace?
Boy, they put a three-pointer up. Chelsea hit that three-pointer. It should have been 49, right?
What? Yeah.
Yep, that's what they were correcting.
Yes, because I'm going, like, how did I miss a three-pointer? Because I had to scribble it out, put it back to 46, and I'm going, like, that's not right.
So they corrected it, so it's 58-49 Sting.
Yeah. 9-point game.
Brooklyn's at the free throw line. She makes this free throw. This will be her 10th point. She missed it.
Oh, dang it.
Rebounded by number 12, Bailey Mortensen.
Well, still going to put that man-to-man full-court pressure.
Sneller.
Get a trap.
Pozlowski. Back to Sneller. Pozlowski in the corner. Drives in the paint. Puts up a shot off the glass, no good. Rebounded.
Oh,
that goes over the back. Schmidt.
And you know, first reaction, you think, well, it must have been tipped, but she knew right away. She put her head down, then she bit her lip, and I'm like, ooh.
It wasn't even close to the basket.
No.
It was way over the backboard.
It was closer to the shot clock than it was to the basket.
Oh, big possession here for the Eagles part.
This is huge.
58-49.
Oh, gosh.
Here's Bond.
You don't have to force anything. A lot of time yet.
Aiden to Brewston. Brewston drives to the top of the key and a foul. Number 10, Abby Bone.
Well, they're going to follow us and let us back in it. That's great.
Clock is stopped at 2:56. 58-49. Oh, excuse me. Big free throws here for number 2, Brinley Brewston.
Nothing but net.
It's good. Folks, it's 58-50. Turn your radios up.
8-point game. It was a 20-point game in the first half.
Second free throw by Brewston, and that is so good.
Foul.
Rebounded by the Sting. Here comes the Sting. Sneller. Clock running, 2:49.
Yep. Nice defense by Brewston. You don't want to put him on the line. They're shooting two the rest of the way.
Sting at the free throw line.
Nice. Get it away.
It goes out of bounds. It'll be Sting ball.
Bond got a nice job. She got her hand on the ball. Trigger back in. She's been playing some outstanding defense.
Really, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Down by 8. They've cut it to single digits. Here's Lasowski, kicks it over to Mortensen. Bailey in the paint. Goes to the basket by Conn and scores.
Yeah, I don't know how many fouls Callie has, if she has 4, because that was pretty soft defense. Let Mortensen go right around her.
Here's Brewston for 3!
Oh, yeah! Oh,
in and out!
That thing
goes
in and out twice.
Oh my God. The ball goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to call a foul on the Eagles. Oh my goodness.
That bounced in and out and in and out. That would have made it a 7-point game. That would have been huge.
That three-pointer by Brewston, we had good look at it right in front of us.
I was just going to start yelling. I thought it was good.
Wow. Charlotte Plazowski at the free throw line. Good.
I think she's made her last 4 free throws
now. Yep, she has.
That is pretty big for a freshman stepping up and doing what she's doing.
She leads the Sting in scoring with 14. 61-50. Second free throw. On its way, and that is good also.
Well,
let's hit a couple more three-pointers. Here come the Eagles, down by 12.
They have no empty possessions.
Looks like they're trying to cover the outside shooters a little more.
Here's Bond for three.
Oh, that one's good. Get in there. And it's rebounded by Brooklyn Olsen. Clash the boards on that. Get a little tip in on that rebound for two.
Brooklyn Olsen scores.
Oh. Nice trap going. Almost got a turnover.
A minute 40 to play in the ballgame. 62-52. Sting lead the Eagles. Wide open underneath, an easy basket for the Sting.
All of the Eagles were out around the perimeter. A nice pass from Mortensen to Almecondo. Wide open. That might be the killer.
120 to play. Eagles with the possession. Brooklyn drives baseline. Drops it off to Khan. Khan shoots and scores. 17 for Khan. Back to a 10-point lead. Sneller with a minute 10 to play. They go down low to Mortensen.
Camp Power. Called a timeout.
Timeout by Coach Christopher of the Sting.
He's going to take a pull, it looks like.
We'll take a quick break. A 10-point lead for the Sting with 102 to play. We'll be right back.
Farmers, are you looking for pallet racking for your shop or maybe a motor for your farm operation? Look no further than Pete's Electric Motor in Mineota. Owner Brandon Peterson has been selling and repairing motors since 1994. Pete's Electric Motor has a large inventory of motors on hand. So for motors, pallet racking, store shelving, and other farm accessories, contact Brandon Peterson of Pete's Electric Motor at 507-872-5188. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and located 1.5 miles north of Mineota on County Road 3. Find them on Facebook, Pete's Electric Motor Mineota. We service what we sell.
Paul Raymond, Bart Hill back here at Yellow Medicine East High School. 10-point lead for the Sting. 102 to play, Bart.
Yeah, it's still possible with a 3-point shot, but now the Eagles cannot afford to have any empty possessions coming down, and you know they're going to have to foul being down by 10, and you got to hope that the Sting miss some of those so they can get a rebound.
All right, both teams coming back on the floor. Really turned into a kind of an interesting, exciting game, hasn't it?
Yes, it really has.
Well, the Eagles cut it, was it 7 or 8?
They had it 7.
All right, timeout's over by Coach Christopher, and here's Sting. They're going to inbound the ball underneath from Beth. Oh, underneath, and blocked by Khan.
Oh,
that looked clean from up here.
Well, we'll find out if she had. She must not have 5. I bet that's her fourth now, does it say? Yeah, she has 4 fouls. Khan has 4 fouls.
Bailey Mortensen to the free throw line.
And you can just seal the win with these free throws for the Sting.
1 minute exactly left, and Mortensen's free throw is good.
Yeah, even if you make 1 out of 2, it's still effective. Obviously, for the Sting, you want 2 out of 2.
65-54 Sting. Second free throw by Mortensen's no good. Rebound by Khan. Eagles going to have to hurry here.
Yeah, each team only has 1 timeout.
Put up the 3. Shelf it, top of the key.
Hit that. Nope.
Vaughn's going to drive
it. Oh, there you go.
Close it, and a foul. Well, that stops the clock.
It does, and Coach Christopher is not happy with that. She does have 5 fouls.
Who?
I think Almick. She immediately went to the bench. Yep, she just fouled out.
Okay.
Almick. But, yeah, when you have an 11-point lead, the last thing you want to do is foul less than a minute to go and put the other team on the line for a pair.
That's where Aiden Bond is for the Eagles. She's at the line. Her free throw's good. She got 4 points. She had a 3-pointer here in the second half.
And they're all big now, so.
Cut it to 9 with the free throw. Oh, she does.
You still got a chance.
She cut it to 9.
Need to get a stop here or probably going to have to foul.
Yep. Clock running, 45 seconds. Sting with the ball.
Well, someone else has got a foul. They got 2 people on her and have 4 fouls, so there's a foul. And they're going to foul 34. She just came in the game. She has not played a whole lot. Number 34 is Abby Gullickson. So that was a good choice. Now, I don't know if she's a good free throw shooter or not, but just from a statistical standpoint, if she's just coming into the game, it's probably a good choice to foul her. We'll see. But she can really start icing the game for YMD here.
9-point lead. You'd hit three threes. You can do that.
That's right.
Tie it up. Okay. Gullickson's at the line for the Sting, 65-56, 38 seconds to play. Free throws up, and it's good.
Nice. Well, that was good. And that's a nice, comforting thing, knowing if you're the Sting, every foul is two shots. So like I said, even if you make one out of two when you've got a lead, every bit helps.
Second free throw by Gullickson is on its way. Good.
She's smiling. Doesn't matter how they go in.
67-56. Here's a three-pointer. Balls out. Brewston, look at the hustle. She gets it back, and then they turn it over to Plazowski. And Charlotte's just going to hold on to the ball with 23 seconds to go.
Still or not, or...
And they do. Top of the clock with 19 seconds to play. Yeah.
They needed some kind of scoring on that possession. Traeger's going to check back in, but...
Well,
you know, Paul, you got to love the fight, especially the last 10 minutes of the game. Wyoming really could have blew this game open.
Yeah. Traeger comes in for Brewston.
I think the Eagles only have two seniors on the team, Sally Kahn and Raya Borsted.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to see Raya, see if she could get in the game here.
Free throw is good by Sneller. It gives her 14, I believe. Here comes Callie Kahn out of the game for the last time wearing an Eagle jersey. And she gets a long hug from Coach Erickson.
Yeah, a lot of emotion.
Sneller's second free throw is still good. The Sting gets the ball, and they're just going to hold it.
Yeah. Eagles won't foul here.
And 10 seconds to go in the game, and this is going to be your final score. 5 seconds. The Sting will move on and play Saturday against McRae. 68-56 is your final score. And both teams shaking hands at midcourt. And we'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Hanson Dental Clinic, located in Dawson, would like to remind you that even when your kids are young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important, and you can help your children follow these guidelines for healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle. Floss every day. Use a fresh section of floss for each tooth. Move floss around teeth in a C shape. Slide the floss up and down between teeth slowly. And most importantly, have a regular checkup. And you can schedule your checkup today with Hanson Dental Clinic by calling 320-769-4756. That's 320-769-4756. Dr. Tom Hanson, Dr. Dentistry, Hanson Dental Clinic, located downtown Dawson.
Protect diesel engines with premium Senex lubricants. Choose SuperLube TMS, a conventional heavy-duty diesel engine oil engineered to deliver protection for new, current, and older diesel engines. SuperLube TMS protects against soot, prevents sludge deposits, and slows oil thickening. The power needed to weather long hours and heavy, dusty road conditions. The power of Senex lubricants keeps engines running like a well-oiled machine.
Visit Ag Plus in Mineota, Canby, and Ghent. Dr. Carlson and Dr. Gang are experienced, knowledgeable, and prepared to meet your expectations. Give Appleton Dental Care a call today at 320-289-2241 to schedule an appointment. They look forward to hearing from you.
Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer, located East Highway 212 in Dawson, invites you to come on in and check out their great selection of new and used vehicles. Some nice local used pickups on the lot right now. A 2022 Ford F-150 Super Crew Lariat, sharp local trade, only 31,000 miles on it. Or how about a 2019 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT, nicely equipped, 3.5 EcoBoost, and only 98,000 miles on it. Or a 2018 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT, clean local trade, sale price just $18,495. Check these and other great vehicles on the lot now at Lee Motor Company, or check them out online at www.leemtrco.com. Give them a call, 320-769-2365.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to Yellow Medicine East High School. Paul Ramo and Bart Hill here. Here's your final. The Sting move on. They keep their season alive. They beat the Eagles 68-50 tonight. Let's go through the scoring. First for the Sting, Bailey Sneller at 14 points, Abby Bone 7, Bailey Mortensen 13, Helena Almick 12, Gullickson with two free throws, Schmitz with a bucket, and then Charlotte Plazowski, a ninth grader. What a game she had. She had 15 points for the Sting. She led the Sting in scoring tonight. For the Eagles, they had seven players score. Aiden Bond scored 5 points. Brinley Brewston had eight. Brinley hit two three-pointers in the second half. Eva Traeger had five. Ashton Shelstead had eight. Casey Tweet had two. Brooklyn Olson had 11. Callie Kahn had 17 to lead the Eagles in scoring tonight. And so a 68-50 win for the Sting. And what do we got here, Bart?
This is, you got it turned up?
Yep.
Okay, this is our player of the game. We've got Charlotte Pazlowski. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
how do you say your last name?
Pazlowski.
Did we
Pazlowski.
Do it? Was it close?
Of course we got it right.
Okay.
No, but I was telling her on the way up, you know, you got 3,000 point scorers on your team, and tonight you led them. You had 15 points and made five of your last six free throws in crunch time. Congratulations. How did it feel?
Felt great.
All right.
Yeah.
So what happened, you know, you got off such a big lead, you had a 20-point lead in the first half, and then all of a sudden, I think at one point it was a 7- or 8-point lead.
Yeah.
And then you guys won on the free throw line. But what changed, what allowed the Eagles to come back there for a while?
I think we just got a little tired and stopped playing defense for a little bit, but then we started playing defense again and started, our momentum kept going, our energy kept going up, and yeah.
Well, we noticed a couple of possessions. I think it was two in a row or two out of three possessions. You kind of had those running floaters, like that, almost like a line drive shot,
yeah.
And you clanked off the rim and they went in. Is that like your go-to shot or what?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're ever playing horse, we don't want her to take that shot. So,
yeah, those are pretty pretty cool shots you have there.
Yeah, they were right under, you know, us, so we got a great view of them.
Talk about your team this year. Yeah, 3 1,000-point scorers on your team, huh?
Yeah, they're really great. They're such good teammates. I love them so much. They're such great
athletes.
Yes.
Basketball players.
Yes,
huh?
And they make a big difference to the team. Like Billy Morrison under the hoop, scoring our points for a post. Billy Sneller and Alana Almick out on the 3-point line, scoring our threes. And they all give their all on defense, no matter like the outcome or anything.
Right. So,
sound like a coach.
Talk about the game here, Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
Talk about the game here. The Eagles came back. They cut it under 10 there in the second half.
Yeah. So.
Get a little nervous?
Yeah, a little bit there.
Now you got McCray Saturday.
Yes, we do.
You
got
to take on
Brielle Jansen.
Brielle Jansen, right?
Yeah.
She's tough.
Yeah. I think all we can do going into that game is think they have all the pressure. We just have to go within with a lot of energy and think we can beat them. With our mindset, and, yeah.
Okay. Well, best of luck Saturday, then.
Thank you so much.
You played very well. I got a player of the game T-shirt for you.
Thank you so much.
You want to hold that up there? I'll take a picture. And
yeah.
We give a player of the game T-shirt out all the time. You want to put it below? Yep, so you can see the Sting. Got to see your jersey down there. We go 1, 2, 3.
And we're also going to give her back-to-back running floaters the Wild Auto Wash play of the game. There's actually two of them, but that was at a point where you guys really increased the lead to go up by 18, I think. So nice job on those shots as
Thank
well.
Thank you.
Yeah, we give a play of the game Wild Auto Wash play of the game. And we gave both your shots. They're line drives. Well, good luck Saturday.
Thank you so
Congratulations
much.
Congratulations again.
Charlotte Pozlowski?
Close enough?
Okay. Pozlowski. All right. Our Neon Needles player of the game. And Bart, talk about the Wow Ottawash play of the game. Go ahead.
Like we said, it was probably about a 13-point game at the time, and I think it was either back-to-back possessions or two out of three possessions. She came down on the right side and is right below us, and she's about 15 feet out, and she just stopped, hopped on one foot, and threw up a floater, more like a line drive, but it rattled in and out of the rim, both of them. And, of course, the crowd for YME really got into it, and that helped propel them to a 20-point halftime lead. And, of course, as we know, Paul, the Eagles battled back, got it to within 7 or 8 in the second half, and just came up a little bit short.
Give a lot of,
especially when you already lost to them, what was it, 63-36 earlier in the year. They easily could have, but they did not. They refused to go down without a fight.
What was it? With about 5 minutes to go, 2:50 to go, they were 7 points down.
Yes, exactly. And all they needed was a stop, and
that's
probably when Pozlowski made a couple of free throws. We had to start following, you know, and they converted on the free throw line. And, boy, we had who was that? Was that Brewston or Shelstead had one rattle in and out and could have cut it, I think, to 5 or 6 at the time, which would have been amazing.
See if Dylan wants to come up or not.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so the Eagles are going to – graduate two seniors on this team.
Yeah, he's going to come up.
Callie Kahn and Raya Borsted played their last game as an Eagle. And it's always sad when you put on the uniform for the last time. I remember when I took my high school uniforms off for my last game, it's pretty emotional.
It is. I know when I played baseball our last game, too, and we had high expectations. We thought we'd go to the state tournament. We did not. And you're just, all of a sudden you're like, wow, is this really over? You're just kind of crushed.
I know.
So
a good salute there to Callie Kahn and Raya Borsted, the two seniors on the Eagles, putting on the uniform for the last time. Dylan Erickson joins us, the head coach of the Eagles. And Dylan, Bart and I were just saying, boy, your team didn't quit. I mean, you battled back. You were down by 20 points. You cut it to 7.
Yeah, I said in the locker room, you know, we had a nice little chat there. But couldn't be more proud of a team, honestly, as a coach, especially your senior leader out there. You could tell we were nervous, jittery, just kind of, I don't know exactly what it was, that first 5 to 10 minutes that really we dug ourselves that hole. And it was an uphill battle, you know. Even before half, we got to 16. Out of half, we got to 16 to 15. Kind of bounced around. We just never could really cut into that. They always had an answer, but when we finally got it down to that 12-ish range, and we hit a few shots, and we got some momentum, yeah, the kids never gave up. I mean, they, as a coach, that's literally right there. Win or lose, win 4 games, lose at 10 seed, whatever you are. That effort right there. That's all you can ask for, and I'm just super proud of them, and I'm glad they didn't back down. They showed a sense of pride for themselves, the school, for their senior leader, Callie, just everything.
Well, one of the things you and I talked about before the game is you said you need some threes from more than just one person, and you didn't have a three in the first half, and then all of a sudden the second half, Brewston had a three, Shelstead had a three, Bond had a three, exactly what you wanted, and that's what allowed you to get back in the game.
Yeah, we needed to spread them out. The inside gets so compacted with everyone trying to take Callie away, and they're really daring us to shoot at this point, and they do a nice job, and that press gave us some fits early too. Just again, our jittery, we were just I want to call it nerves, because if you look at it, Callie's the only one that's really played in a it's a different atmosphere. I told him before the game and after the game, a playoff game. We've played this team before, we've played in this gym before. It's just different. It's a whole different feeling, mentality, everything. And I think that had something to do with it for that start, is you have an 8th grader, freshman, and sophomore leading the way and handling the ball that haven't been in those moments before.
Well, I think unofficially I had you for 12 first-half turnovers, and you only had 5 or 6 in the second half. And, of course, if you don't turn the ball over, you get more opportunities to shoot and to score, and that's another thing that allowed you to get back in it.
Yeah, and a couple of those in that first half were live ball turnovers, you know, so they're scoring out of them too.
Yep.
And yeah, the only thing, you know, you really asked for is if you could have made a couple shots early in that first half, you didn't have a couple ones to go, and then, you know, just free throws again were kind of a Achilles heel throughout the game for us again at certain times, even when we got it down to, I think it was a 9 or 7 point game, and we had a chance at the line to shoot two, and then you cut it into it, you know, then that really puts
more
pressure on them at that point too.
Well, yeah, it was 58-46 with 3:35 to play, and you had the possession coming down. And Bart and I go, boy, they hit a three. Here we go.
Yep.
Well, you hit
we did,
two, four, two. hit 5 3-pointers in the second half.
Yep. Makes a difference when you can open the game up like that. Yep. That three ball is such a key.
Yep. And Bart was saying the little things these girls off the bench are doing, like Ava Traeger gave you a call.
A lot of great minutes.
Yep.
And I thought Casey Tweed played well in the first half off the bench.
Yeah, you know, and I talked to the girls, too, a little bit about, you know, sometimes it's all about matchups, you know, and when you get hot and you find a lineup combination you kind of like, I'm going to ride it out a little bit. And, so I know Casey's kind of been in and out of starting lineup, but she had a really nice end of the first half, but I just felt with the matchups we had out there and kind of the flow and what we kind of needed, you know, and then Eva came in and gave us a little extra spark. I saw a little more physicality, too, on defense and rebounding on the backside. So, again, that hopefully that's things they've learned, though, and from watching and seeing it and why we do maybe things we do. And even Reese, you know, getting a handful of possessions, getting your hands on the ball a little bit. Yeah, it's a tough spot to throw a sophomore in just cold. And you're going to get some good things, you're going to get some bad things, too. But it's nice to see them get some experience and just, it's a bummer always, no matter what it is, to end your season. And Callie and Raya's last time out here. But they left a lasting impact, especially tonight. They could have folded, and that was Callie's leadership without saying anything, working her tail off from start to finish for 36 minutes, and those girls followed her tonight. Right. You can't ask for much more as a coach.
Looking in the crowd, Callie's hugging her family members. There are a lot of tears flowing. She really put a lot of time in your basketball program.
She sure has. It's definitely been kind of crazy. You know, my first year was Cameron Lee, her cousin's sophomore year, but I actually had Cameron as a seventh grader too, so I've been with their family now for a long, long time, and got to see Cam as a seventh grader. I got to see Jalen, the other cousin, start as an eighth grader and keep coming up all the way through us, and Callie was my first kid as a seventh grader since I took over to make it all the way through the program, and she was the only one. So I've got to see her develop and see the cool things that she's accomplished throughout her career, and not only on the basketball court. Yeah, she's an animal, and probably averaging 14 and 14 on the year, but just a great person, great leader, and she's going to do great things in her next steps in life, too. Just it's been fun to watch. I have a front row view to watch that happen.
All right. Dylan, it's a good promise coming back. A lot of young, good basketball players coming. The future looks bright for the Eagles.
Yeah, we have, you know, four starters and Casey and Eva off the bench that played some, and then you'll hopefully get Maya back right away, too, at the start of the year, and that just adds that'll add a ton. But that's what I told them in the locker room, too, with our chat, you know, it's up to them how they want things to turn around and go, because there's a lot of potential here. It's up to them how committed they want to be and what direction they want to take this group. If they're okay with winning four games and being in this kind of a game situation at the end of the year, they will be.
Okay.
But if they want to turn it up and change that, they absolutely can be a 20-win team, too.
Okay. Dylan, thanks for taking the time in the post-game show. We'll talk to you on the coach's show Saturday.
Yeah, appreciate the coverage all year. Yep. Thank you. Go Eagles.
Yep. Dylan Erickson, head coach of the Eagles. They end their season 4-22. And so they lose tonight 68-50. The Sting will play McRae on Saturday in Montevideo. Let's see what time that one would be. We got Section 3. Yeah, McRae, it's at 2:30. McRae will take on Yellow Medicine East in Montevideo. Mineota and Cambie will play at 12:30. And it looks like Wabasso will beat Renville County West tonight in the other play-in game. And Wabasso will play Central Minnesota Christian at 11 o'clock in Montevideo on Saturday. And the last game on Saturday is the 4 o'clock start. Well, you'll hear this basketball game right here on Q92. Dawson Boyd will play Lakeview at 4 o'clock. So the stage is set there. And Bart's back. Bart's back here. And boys basketball, Montevideo down Dawson Boyd, 70-62 tonight in Montevideo. So, Bart, thanks for helping out tonight.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Thanks to our great sponsors. Playoff basketball, nothing like it.
That's right. And you'll be in Montevideo on Saturday. I appreciate that.
That's correct.
And we'll have wrestling, section wrestling for you on Saturday with Danny Lee and Dick Newman as well from Hutchinson. So we'll be following Team United wrestlers there on Saturday. All right, that wraps it up here. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school basketball here on Q92. Thanks to Phil back at the studio. And once again, your final score, the Sting 68, the Eagles 50. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. section sports coverage on Q92, brought to you by many fine area businesses, including American Surplus in Montevideo, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Dawson Truck Parts, Dawson Tire Company, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Tofty Auto and Sales, Gruel Electric, Cliff Biesman Incorporated, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Kettit's Chiropractic Center, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Front Tossel Seeds, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, House of Spirits in Appleton, Section Sports brought to you by Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Minneota Building Center, Madison Healthcare Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Greater Community Credit Union, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, CCM Health in Montevideo, KB's Bar and Grill, Gislason's Hardware, Klein Insurance, NB Golf Cars, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Sather Building Supplies, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Section Sports brought to you by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Jim's Market, Heather Nursery, Lean Lumber, Prins Bank, Jenny O Turkey Store, Cargill, United Prairie Bank, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Purus, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Section Sports brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, the Strand Agency, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Hoover Law Office in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, Haas Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Canby Farmers Grain, Edward Jones and Company, Chris Brzezinski for House, Countryside Auto, Farmers Union Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, First Security Bank of Canby, Appleton Area Health, Wow Auto Wash, The Dryer Doctors, Tenson Marine, City Hall Bar and Grill, Culligan, Wolfslager Concrete, Warren Triggested Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Doug Service and Marine, Miller Services Incorporated, Ryan Smith Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company. Section Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, State Bank of Taunton, B&B Electrical Contractors, Erickson Chevrolet and Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Larson Brothers Concrete, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Madison Bottling Company, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance,